Spot your date at the 208, Rabbi Mishulun Aaron Troy.
Good morning, everyone. So this week's Pashas Balak, the Abderov, famously was a big Oyev Yisrael. And he said in every parasha in the Torah, we could find Avas Yisrael. So one of his Hasidim said, "No, Pashas Balak. Any Avas Yisrael there?" So he said, "Avada, of course, we found Avas Yisrael in Parshas Balak too." Where? He says, "The Rosh HaTevis of Balak is Rosh HaTevis v'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha. Balak v'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha. Geshmak." Mamash, amazing. The chassid, hey, you spell it right. V'ahavta, you spell with a vav, not with a vase. And kamoich, you spell with a kaf, not with a kuf. So the abderav, when it comes to ben odom l'chaveira, it avnish medaktik zayin, as I feel. Comes to Avas Yisrael, it avnish machme zayin. All the chumras you keep for other things. When it comes to ben odom l'chaveira, you don't have to be such a machme. So in this week's parasha, we find that Balak and Bilam. Balak, Be'etzem, he wants Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, get rid of Klal Yisrael. Bilam, we find he's also he wasn't a great guy either. But Balak, we find he really hated the Yidden much more than Bilam. Bilam said, "I could only do what Hashem wants me to do. I've got to listen to Hashem." Balak says, "Just go for it. Come on, get on with it. Yeah, the Mizbechais up here, this one, the Mizbech. Come on, you know, we're going to get on with things." But I said, slowly. So you would have thought that Balak is much worse than Bilam. But, however, we find that Bilam states in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that Bilam ain't lo chele l'olam haba. Balak, we don't find in the Gemara that Balak is ain't lo chele l'olam haba. Why? Balak is much worse than Bilam. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is stated in Gemara that Bishus, that Balak, made all the Mizbechos, he was Zaycha, that Rus HaMoaviyah will come out from him. But Balak, what do you mean Bishus the Mizbechos? He did all these Mizbechos, this was all as a technique to get rid of Klal Yisrael, the Mizbechos. And because he did that, he was Zaycha to Rus HaMoaviyah, well, what's the pshat? So Chaim Kanievsky writes in his Sefer, and he says that there was a big difference between Balak and Bilam. Bilam, when he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, get rid of Klal Yisrael, his motive was only as Taivas HaMamon. He was in Gansan Midas Royce. It's Midas Royce. He wanted to get rid of Klal Yisrael. It was Taivas HaMamon. There was nothing really pushing him to do it. Now that's why Bilam Eilachidla Eilam Abba. And he had no zechusim either. It was poshut, just Taivas HaMamon to get rid of Klal Yisrael. Balak says, you've got to realize, Balak, why did he want to get rid of Klal Yisrael? He was scared. He was poshut, he was scared. He was sittering away. You saw what happened to him with their Moiri, Sikha Vaik. He was poshut, scared. Says Rabbi Yishlai, you do it because you're scared. It's not Eilach Eilam Abba. There's a cheshbon. There's always a din v'cheshbon. Rabbi Yishlai gives a din v'cheshbon. Why are you doing things? And Balak, because he did it with a motive, because he was scared, then often we don't say on about him Eilach Eilam Abba, because he did it. Why he was scared? And because the Mizbechos, you're right, he did the Mizbechos to get rid of Klal Yisrael. But Lamaisa, it wasn't done. It wasn't done because he wants to get rid of Klal Yisrael with that Shifa like Bilam. He was scared of the Klal Yisrael. Mimela, we don't say Eilan Chela Eilam Abba. And Bishchus, the Mizbechos, that's why Rus HaMoaviyah came out from him. We find, in the Pasuk continues, that the Shluchim came from Balak to Bilam. And so Bilam said, you have to stay overnight. So Rav Yishlai came to Bilam, and Rav Yishlai said to Bilam, don't go. No, I don't allow you to go. So then in the morning, Bilam said to the Shluchim, no, we need more important officers. So Balak sent much more important officers, and Balak said, "Ki chabed achabdecha ma'oid." And then the Rebbein Yishon said to him, "Do you know what? No, you can't go." Right? The posuk yud, posuk tes vav. Posuk says that he sent more shluchim. And the Rebbein Yishon said to him, "You know, I'll let you go." Right? Im likrei lecha bo anoshim kum posuk chav. Im likrei lecha bo anoshim kum leichitom. Aches adav asher adav elecha itzasase. And then he went. And then the Rebbein Yishon got very angry that he went. I don't understand. What happened here? First Rebbein Yishon said, "Don't go." Then he sent more shluchim. And the Rebbein Yishon said, "No, you can go." And when he went, the Rebbein Yishon said, "Vayicharaf, I'm angry with you." What do you mean? You told me I could go. You're right. First you said I can't go. Now you said I can go. And when I do go, you're angry I do go. So what's going on? It's a funny story. So Shtei Tazei, the Mefarshim say that Rebbein Yishon, when he first said to Balaam, "I don't want you to go," that was before Balak offered him any price that he's going to pay him. The kichabed achabdecha, that was only, Balak only said that after he said the second shluchim. So it comes out, when the first shluchim came to Balaam, he was going to go to curse Klal Yisrael without a reason, because he's going to get paid. If you're going without getting paid, that means you're going poshut to curse Klal Yisrael with the kuloi lishma to curse Klal Yisrael. Says Rosh Lam, I don't allow you to do that. But when Balak sent shluchim, the second shluchim to him, then Balak said to him, "Yeah, I'm going to pay you, don't worry, I'll pay you." So then, says the Rebbein Shleim, if you're going to get paid, I don't mind you go. Why? Because, he said, then Balaam's going to go to curse Klal Yisrael. He's not going to go because he wants to go and curse Klal Yisrael with the whole bread to curse Klal Yisrael. What's he thinking about? He's thinking about his paycheck. You're thinking about your paycheck. You're not going to go and curse Klal Yisrael with the ganze bren, with the whole, because you want to go and curse. You'll do it because you need to do your job. You want to get paid. So that's why Rebbein Shleim said, "You know what? I allow you to go." But the problem was, says the pasuk, but when Balaam went, he didn't go because he wanted his paycheck. Balaam went because he wanted a ganze, he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. Says Rebbein Shleim, no. Vayicharaf. No. That I didn't allow you to do. I allowed you to go because you're going to get your paycheck. Because I know you're not going to go with a whole brand to curse Klal Yisrael. But you are not going like that. You're going with a ganze brand to curse Klal Yisrael. That I never allowed you to do. And that's what Rebbein Shlomo said. Vayicharaf, he got very angry with him. Oh. So the pasuk says that when he was on his donkey, and he had to hit him three times. So the pasuk says that the last time there was a goder mizeh, the goder mizeh. Right? Pasuk Choftalas Vayamoid Hamalach Hashem b'Mishal Akromim, goder mizeh, the goder mizeh. And then the Osain opened its mouth and he says Vatoyim Bilam, pasuk Chofches. You hit me with three times. So Rashi says, what's sholish regolim? It's not a normal expression to use. Ramazloi ato mevakish lakir umo. You want to uproot a nation. Hachagegah sholish regolim. That achagag, three regolim. What's the shaykhus? What's it got to do with it? Because he's... You hit him three times. Why? You hit me three times and you're going to uproot a nation that keeps three regalim. Why just that mitzvah, three regalim? Going to uproot, they keep Torah, mitzvahs, gemaras, chasodim, bikachonim, three regalim. Well, how does that come in here? What happened over here? The Balaam was riding on his donkey and it was a goder mizeh, and it wasn't enough room, and therefore his leg got scratched against the wall. Ah, says the donkey, you've got issues over here because your leg got scratched on the wall. It means there wasn't enough room. says, let's take a look about the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael by the Shalosh Regalim, the Gemara says, that there's not enough room in Yerushalayim, the Shalosh Regalim, when all the Yidden used to come up to Yerushalayim. More than that, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, the Aimdim Tzufufim, when they used to stand up, they were all tzufa, they were all squashed up, but Mishtachavim, when they used to bow down, they were revachim, there was plenty of room. It means Klal Yisrael didn't have issues with room, space. When they needed space, the space was there. In Yerushalayim, when they used to come up for Shalosh Regalim, then when they needed the space, Lo'ilon Adam Adam, Omar Adam Tzari HaMokim. If you're coming to uproot a ummah, that space is not an issue, well look what happened just to you. You scratched your leg against the wall. You have issues with space. Don't you start with Klal Yisrael. There, when whatever space they need, they have. That's what the donkey was telling Bilam. Me'asitiki kisani ze shalish regalim. You're coming to uproot a ummah, hachagega shalish regalim, and therefore don't even start. Pasuk Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So it says that Bilam, Balak took up Bilam to one of the places high up. Vayeme ilo Balak lecho no iti el amoke macher asher tirenu misham efes kotzeyu tire v'chuloi lo yisire. I'll show you a bit of them. But the entire Klal Yisrael I'm not going to show you. What was the idea? Why was the idea that he should show Bilam only a bit of Klal Yisrael? But v'chuloi lo yisira. I'm not going to show you the whole of Klal Yisrael. Surely he wanted Bilam to see the whole of Klal Yisrael. He wanted Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. So he should see Klal Yisrael in the entirety, not a bit of Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim say here a big lesson. Now sometimes you can see part of a person. You can see part of a person. And you see maybe some chesroinus, some negativity about the person. Of them, says the Pasuk, no. You're seeing half a picture. If you see half a picture, obviously you're going to see negative. But if you see the whole picture, you see the person in his entirety. You see the person, the whole thing. Then you understand, you're right, there might be negative, but the positive might outweigh the negative. If you see the whole big picture, then it's a whole different picture. Here says Balak to Bilam, I don't want you to see the whole of Klal Yisrael, because you see the whole of Klal Yisrael, you won't curse them, because you're going to see the whole big picture. I want you to curse Klal Yisrael, I want you to see just the negative. That's why the Pasuk says, Efes kotzeyu sira. I'm going to show you just a small chalik of them. Because I want you to curse Klal Yisrael. I want you to see the negative in them. When you see the negative in them, then I can't show you the whole big picture of Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Lo hibet ovem b'yakov. We didn't find any Oven B'Yakov. We don't find any Omol. What do you mean we don't find Omol in Klal Yisrael?
What's Omol?
Omol is work. Toiling. You go into shul, you see the packed base of midrash, people toiling in Torah. Omol B'Torah. What do you mean Loira Omol B'Yisrael? Of course we find Omol B'Yisrael. What's the pshat? So they say, the Farshim say a mussel. There was once this businessman, he went overseas and he bought his precious stones and diamonds and very expensive stuff. So he comes on the ship to the shore and he arrives and he doesn't walk home with this chayra, he gets a porter to bring it home for him. You know, he's not a schlepper, he's an important rich man, you know, he's got people working for him. So he leaves the ship, he goes home. And half an hour later, the porter knocks at his door. And the porter says to him, I've got your schayra for you. And he says, no, that's not my schayra. He says, how do you know? You haven't opened it. You know what's inside the sack. So I'll tell you how I know. Because my schayra are expensive, precious stones. They're very light. They don't weigh a lot. I can see you're puffing and panting. What are you puffing and panting around? You've got heavy stuff in there. Uh-oh. That's not my stuff. My stuff is light. You're right, it's light, but it's precious. Each part of it is precious, expensive stones. That's not my schayra. You got the wrong guy's stuff. That's pshat in the pasuk here. V'loira omol b'Yisrael. If we think about doing Torah mitzvahs, if we're being omol, we're toiling, we're working hard, you've got the right. You have the wrong business. You're not doing Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is geschmack. It's with a geschmackkeit. It's happy. It's not hard work. Hard work is something you've got to do. You've got to do something like that. Well, what's coming to him? You're puffing and panting. If you're puffing and panting, that's not Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is geschmack, is chelik alikhaim imal, is this is what we want to do. Mimela says, Bilam, baklaisro v'loira amal b'Yisrael. I don't see any puffing and panting, hard work. That's not what Torah is all about. Even Bilam understood that. Pasuk carries on. Perichof Dalad. Pasuk Hey. Famous Pasuk. Famous pasuk. I think I missed something out. Okay, we'll come back. Pasuk says, "Matoivo elecha Yaakov, mishkenisecha Yisrael." So, what's this referring to? So Rashi says, "Al shara pischeim sheina mukhvanim mul zekenegze." The Sepurna says like this: "Matoivo elecha Yaakov." What's that referring to? Botei Torah. Oyalecha Yaakov with Botei Torah, and what's Mishkenisecha Yisrael? Botei Knesias umikdoshi alam yichodin l'shakin shemoi lekapel tefillas amispalim nivskabel the tefillas va'omam matoivu. What the supporter? What does it mean matoivu? Ki loyvel vadei mitivim lo iskim bom. Not only the people who are in shul learning and davening are doing benefit to themselves, and a mitivim lochola umo. They are benefiting the whole nation of Klal Yisrael. That's Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenisecha Yisrael. They're not only benefiting themselves, they're benefiting everyone. There's another pshat over here. What's the? There's two differences over here. There's Oyhalecha Yaakov and Mishkenisecha Yisrael. There's Oyhel and there's Mishkan. And there's Yaakov and Yisrael. What are the two things over here? There's Oyel and Mishkan, and Yaakov and Yisrael. So Oyel, normally we learn that Oyel is a temporary structure. Mishkan is a permanent structure. Yaakov is normally referred to the women, Beis Yaakov. Yisrael is to the men. So some Mefarshim say that's Pshat over here. Matoivo Elecha Yaakov. The women are help the men to learn Torah. If Matoivo Alecha Yaakov, that they, when they are Oyalecha Yaakov, they're sorting out the house, they're busy at home, they're Oyalecha Yaakov, in order that it should be Mishkenisecha Yisrael, where the men can sit in shul and sit and learn Benuchas HaNefesh. So what's the Oyalecha Yaakov and the Mishkenisecha? He says the house. It's a house. You live in a house. But that's not the main thing in life. It's an oil. It's a temporary. Avada, you've got to live in a house because you've got to live somewhere. But the oil where you live, and that's where the women are all day, that's the oil. That's temporary. But the Mishkenisecha Yisrael, where the men are all day learning in Torah, that's the Mishkan. That's the permanent. That's the tachlis in this world is the Mishkan. Where we're sitting and learning, that's the Mishkan. The house is the oil. That's what we're going to be, Pasha. We've got to live. But that's not the main focus. I'm going to go back a bit. Peg Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Tes. Pasuk says over there, Ki Meroish Tzurim Erenu, Migvois Asherenu, Heil Om Levodod Yishkoin, Ubagoyim Lo Yishashov. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman used to come to London collecting for his yeshiva. Branovich. So he used to come collecting, and as is famously known, he used to stay in family Sternbach in London. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says over the following story that happened. That Rav Chanan came to London and he used to go around, he used to speak in the shuls, and by that way he used to collect money for the yeshiva. He came to one shul and he saw that it was a shul that was Tzionim, or Zionists, and Rav Chanan, being the Talmud of Chofetz Chaim, wasn't for the Zionists. So he stood up in shul and he said the following. He said, even though he knows that he might lose a bit of money over this, but he says, I've got to do what's right. He says, the Pasuk says, in this week's Edrahim, Am levodod yishkoin, ubagoyim lo yischashof. He says, what's the difference between an om and a goy? What's that? In am levodod yishkoin, ubagoyim lo yischashof. What's the difference between an am and a goy? So he says like this. He says, am are people that are doing the same thing. That's what Am is. They don't have their own land. They're people that are Am. They're doing they're all doing the same thing. A goy is a nation. A nation is a nation means they're living on their own land. That's a nation. So he stood up and he said, "Hin Am." Bilam said about Klal Yisrael, "Hin Am levodod yishkoin." They're Am. The people that they do that, they keep Torah mitzvahs together. Levodod yishkoin. They live separately. But uvagoyim. But a goy, a nation, no, lo yischashof, that's not what they are. That was the vot of Rabbi Chana. The Netziv teaches up this pasuk a bit differently. And he says, normally when you got a nation that goes into galus, that goes into exile, then they don't have chashivas on their own right. Their chashivas is that they mix with the nation that they go into, the nation that they go into exile with, into. That's their chashivas. They don't have their chashivas on their own right. Because they mix into the other nation, therefore that gives them the chashivas. Oh, now the Pasuk says, no. I think the last time I spoke here was Pashas Bukhukaisai. So we spoke about then, the Pasuk says that if you keep the Torah mitzvahs, then the Pasuk says that Hashem will make that you'll be able to fight your wars and you'll be able to win the enemies. And we ask then, that what do you mean? If you keep the Torah, if all the brachas come, what do you mean you'll be able to fight your enemies? You shouldn't be having enemies. You shouldn't need to have enemies. You're keeping the Torah. And we said then that no. Klal Yisrael, in order for Klal Yisrael to stay a nation on who they're meant to be, we need enemies. Because that's the only people who are going to keep us on our toes to show that we're different is our enemies. And therefore says the Netziv, that's Pshat in the Pasuk over here. That Klal Yisrael are only going to be identified. The idea of Klal Yisrael is Am Levodod Yishkoin. If they're living separately, if they're totally cut off from around them, the hashpas of around them. Uvagoyim, but what if they mix in to the other nations, lo yischashof, then they won't be considered Klal Yisrael because they're going to mix in, and then that's not what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael is the Am Levodod Yishkoin. They have their own identity. We don't have to have the identity. Our identity doesn't rely on because we mix with the goyim. We know who we are, and we've got something of ourselves. You know, Reb Pinchas Koretz says a very famous line. He says that if you are you, and me are me, is because you. Again, sorry. If you are you, and I are I, is because. You are you, and I am I, then you are you, and I am I. But if you are you, is because I am I, and I am I is because you are you, then you're not you, and I am not my I. What does he mean? It means if a person has his own identity, he knows who himself is, then he is himself. But if a person, he's only who he is because of Yenam, and then he doesn't have his own identity. He's not himself. That's what he meant. If you are you, and I am I, because you are you, and I am I, then you are you, And I am I. But if you are you, is because you are you only because I am I. And I is because you are you, then you are not you, and I am not my I. Because I'm not myself because I'm myself, I'm myself because of you. I have to copy you and I've got to compete with you. But if I am myself because I am myself, I've got my own identity, my identity doesn't depend on other people, then I am myself. Klal Yisrael have their own identity. They don't have to come onto other nations or other people to prove themselves. They are themselves. Him am levodod yishkoin. They are bodod. They don't need any other nation to give them the chashivas. So Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. Balak called Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And the question is, why does Bilam have to come to Balak? He could sit at home and curse them for where they are. What's the problem? What's the issue? Why does he have to go? We have to see them. Stay at home, do on Zoom, whatever you want, but sit at home and he could curse them from at home. Why does he have to go? So Bilam wanted to catch the rega, the minute that the Rosh Hashanah was angry with Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos asks in Brachos a famous question that it's a rega. What can you say? What curse can you say at that rega, that split second? So Tosfos says two terutz. First terutz of Tosfos says is he can say kalein, wipe them out. Oh, so like that terutz of Tosfos we can understand, because he sits at home and he says kalein, kalein who, kalein what? So that's why Bilam had to go to see Klal Yisrael, and when he sees Klal Yisrael and he say kalein, he's referring to them, because we find that. When you daven for a chayla, the halacha is you got to say the name. But if you're in front of a chayla, then you don't have to say his name. Why? Because you're befanov. When you're befanov, then you don't have to say his name. I heard a moir de kavot from Rabbi Yitzchok Kalman. He's one of the Roshivas, one of the Magdishim in Meir. He says, when we take out the Sefer Torah on Yom and Tovim, the Shadosh Regalim, we say Yehiratzim, right? Before Brich Shemei, against Yehiratzim. And we've got to say your name. In the Yerotzen, you say your name. Rishana Yen Kippur, Neshana Rabba, we also say Yerotzen. But we don't say your name. Why not? What's Pshat? Why in a Yontov you say your name? And not Rishana Yen Kippur, Neshana Rabba. And he said this vort. He said, Rishana Yen Kippur, Neshana Rabba, we are, the Ribbon Shalom standing in front of us. We're talking directly, Hashem is here. We're Bafanov. Bafanov, you don't have to say your name. Bafanov, you don't have to say the name of the Chayla. Because we're Bafanov. The Rebbe Shalom's here. Shalosh Regalim, you have to say his name. So that's why by Kalaim, Bilam had to come, he had to see Klal Yisrael. In order that Kalaim should be going on Klal Yisrael. Tosfos says another teretz. He says that you're right. There's not enough words to say for that rega. But if you start in the Zaman when Rabbi Shalom is angry with Klal Yisrael, then you can continue even afterwards. As I say in Tosfos. The Machsis HaShekel on Shulchan Aruch, I can't remember, Simon Aleph or Simon Beis, he wants to prove from over here a big Yisoid, Lahalocha. What happens, I don't know if we're Paskin like this, don't rely on me, Halocha Lamaisa, but he says that what happens if you start davening in the Zaman Tefillah? And then you continue when it's after the Zman Tefillah. He says it's still Beseda. Because if it all goes after when you start. And who do we learn this from? Bilam. Bilam started to curse Klal Yisrael at the rega when Rosh Hashanah was angry. And even though he continued after, because since he started at that rega, then he managed to curse Klal Yisrael. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.